Welcome to Losing 300 with Candy.
Hey, you guys. Welcome back to Losing 300 with me, Candy, as your host. It has been four fucking ever. I don't normally curse, but I feel like the F word is okay in that spot because it has been forever. I have had the craziest time with the pandemic, my brother trying to yeet himself at one point and having to take care of that, my dad had cancer, I got married, my dad died right after my wedding. It has been a crazy year. A lot of stuff has gone on. I've done a lot of soul searching, a lot of binge eating, a lot of being super crazy. And yeah, like, oh my gosh, you guys. I have some ideas. Sorry for the pause there, you guys. I have some ideas and I kind of want to change around the podcast because, like, I don't know. I felt like me just losing weight, like, I say like a lot. It's not all of who I am. There's so much more to me. And it's just, I don't think I can just sit here and just talk only about weight loss and my weight loss. So that's why I haven't been talking. And honestly, I haven't been podcasting because my life's been crazy. Everything's gone wrong and right at the same time. And I just started working after 2 years of not working. Thanks, COVID. And I gained 33 pounds more. I think last time I was talking on here, I was around 245, 250. And I am 280 right now. So it has not been a glorious time for me at all. But that's okay. You guys are going to hear me drink water. I have a giant 1 gallon jug named Bernard. And I don't even care. You guys can hear me drink water. I'm so thirsty. I live in Arizona and it is just starting to heat up here. So like, it has been hot and I am doing keto again and I'm thirsty AF. But I changed my Instagram name because I was too focused on one thing, and when I couldn't keep that one thing up, I just lost all my motivation. And it is really good to have like one thing. Like, it's not wrong. Don't anybody think I'm saying it's wrong. It's just like, I would rather be about me. Wow, this is so narcissistic. Like, when you're losing weight, it's more than just your weight. There's your stress, like what you're interested in life, like all that kind of stuff affects your weight loss because it's a whole mental health thing. And people tend to lose that aspect of weight loss and just focus on the poundage. But you're not going to lose weight if you don't work on your mental health too. Because most people, like me, gain weight because we get depressed, we binge eat, we don't eat, and that causes our body to gain weight. Like, it is a very messed up system, and I have been stuck in that for 2 years again, just because it was so stressful. Gosh, you guys, I'm so happy with the way my life is, but I really miss my dad, and I wish he was here to see what was going on with my life, but like, that really hit really hard, and I just didn't care about my mental health for a while, and now I'm on depression meds, So, and it's bupropion, which is apparently supposed to make you want to eat less, but also keto makes me want to eat less, so I don't know, like, what is making me want to eat less. It's been nice. I'm excited to be back on keto. I've already lost some weight because it's been like a week since I started again. I'm wiping my eyes furiously because I'm trying not to cry because I was talking about my dad. But to get back on that, like, I can't just focus on weight loss because there's so many aspects to my weight loss that I didn't see before that I see now. And it's my depression, my ADHD, my maybe autism, but I'm not sure, and I'm not going to go get actually tested for it because it's not a problem. I'm just different. I am figuring out some things about myself and becoming more of who I want to be, which is helping me lose weight. I started to be able to buy clothes for myself again. I started to be able to do stuff for myself again and for my mental health. And I think that stuff has all really helped me because I was just stuck. Like, I wasn't moving forward, and I sometimes moved back because I was comfortable, which is weird because I was not in a good place. Why was I so comfortable not being in that good place? Like, ugh. But I am doing so much more better now, and that has helped me so much more with my eating. Because I'm not like, I'm gonna have those moods. I'm gonna be depressed. I'm gonna be hard to get up. I'm gonna be hard to, you know, I'm going to want to crawl back into that comfort hole of eating foods and hiding away from the world because everything is so weird. And it's going to happen, but I also know more about myself. And knowing more about myself, I'm going to know more of how to get myself out of that, which is what I'm most excited about and which will be the most helpful for me. I changed my Instagram name. It's Becoming Andy. My nickname is Andy. I went away from Candy to Andy, which makes total sense if you guys realize that I have come out as non-binary. So I have decided to not conform to genders, which has helped me out a lot. Because I was trying so hard to be feminine and presenting feminine. And it made me hate myself more because honestly, like, I don't like always presenting feminine. I really like wearing loose t-shirts. I really like wearing button-up shirts with vests. That is like my favorite thing. I bought so many, you guys. If you look at my Instagram, it's Becoming Andy and then underscore. You can see that I bought a lot of button-up shirts with vests because this, like, it, that's my style. Like, that's how I've always felt, but how I've never dressed because I felt like I had to present feminine. I used to own Iron Man shirts. I used to have this Iron Man jacket that I wore all the time, and I was in such a great place, and that was, it wasn't about my gender or anything then. It just was like, yeah. And I threw all that away because I felt like I had to be feminine, and that's not me. It's not me. Sometimes I really like wearing the feminine stuff that I bought. I do. But most of the time, that is not me and not who I am. And it took a lot of soul searching to really realize that it's because I really don't have a sense of gender for myself. I am definitely, like, non-binary. Like, I finally got the haircut I wanted. I wanted the haircut for so long. I have to go get it trimmed up again. But, like, I cut my hair short and my hair looks great. I feel great. I'm loving myself more, Which I know, like, I just complain about, like, not presenting, like, not feeling comfortable presenting feminine. People might be like, oh, are you sure you're feeling great? Yes, I have shirts with vests now. I feel fabulous. Anyways, I know I'm on a, like, long tangent about this, but that's because all of this stuff, like, realizing who I am and being proud of who I am, and has made me like myself more, has made me not seek comfort in binge eating and having ice cream and chocolate daily, even though I have keto ice cream right now. But, you know, like, I got it because I was at the store, but, and then I ate it, but it's not like I did anything, you know? So, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but, like, all this stuff has helped me so much more with my weight loss because I'm realizing who I am. I'm being more comfortable with myself. I realize that stuff is still going to be hard, but I'm doing the mental health stuff to help me handle the hard stuff, because before I couldn't handle it. If things got to be too hard, I quit because I was too depressed. I couldn't keep going. And now I still suffer from depression. It's not like that's just gone, but it's manageable. It's so funny because I remember explaining to my 13-year-old, because she just thought that depression was being sad all the time. And I was like, it's not being sad all the time. Sometimes you don't feel anything. Sometimes you feel really super happy. And sometimes you look at that pile of clothes at the end of your bed and you know you need to fold them and put them away. But folding them and putting them away is such a hard task that you just feel like crying. And you can't bring yourself to do it. So you'd rather ignore it than do it because you can't bring yourself to do it. But it's still there and it still needs to get done, but you're not doing it because you can't do it. And I think a lot of people forget that depression's kind of like that. A lot of the stuff I've been going through has been helping me with my depression and helping me get better and helping me realize more of who I am and, like, coming out of my shell a bit, because I have a pretty big shell that I like to hide in. And I just needed to come out. So I'm thinking, like, I kind of want to change my podcast name. And I want to be able to talk about more things than just weight loss. Because I'm realizing that, yes, I do want to talk about my weight loss. And yes, I do want to tell you guys I lost 10 pounds. But I just don't. That's not everything, but everything kind of helps with that, if that makes sense. So I'm not sure. You guys can definitely, like, message me on Instagram if you see it, just because, like, about it. I'm going to do it. I'm definitely going to do it. I'm going to change my name. Probably becoming Andy, just because that's my Instagram name and I'm so lame. I'm probably going to get a new cover art because I have to do a new cover art with my cool shirt vest. Anyways, I want to be able to talk about more things and be narcissistic. And that's okay sometimes. I'm not really narcissistic. It's just, this is kind of like, you guys can listen to all my struggles and feel better about your guys' selves. And I can basically verbally puke all my stuff out and feel better about myself. It's a mutually beneficial. I think it's a symbiotic relationship, according to science, but I know for me, it helps me listen to other people who go through the same thing that, like, I'm going through. And it helps me go, I can go through it if this person's going through it. And it also helps me if I can talk about it, if I can sit there and think about it and discuss it. This is, like, you guys are basically listening to my journal. So, like, maybe I should change it to Andy's journal. I don't know, but I just wanted to update you guys. I do want to be posting more. I have a setup in a room so that I can be doing that. We have an office space now. I'm so excited. So I have room. I have time. And I'm in a good place right now, so why not? Why not start this back up? Why not keep going? I have no idea how often I'm going to post. It's at least weekly, but I'm probably going to be talking whenever I feel like it. Because, like I said, this is like my journal to myself, but also a way to talk to you guys who could be possibly going through the same issues and maybe need to know, like, if I'm getting through it, you can get through it too. But yeah, I really hope you guys have a good morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are. You can find me on Instagram at becomingandy and then underscore. And it's my spelling for my name is A-N-D-I. So becoming A-N-D-I underscore on Instagram. I'm also on TikTok, but I'm not that cool on TikTok. I'm pretty lame on TikTok. My Instagram has cool photos. And my TikTok is just becoming Andy, no underscore. So you can follow me there if you want for really dumb stuff. But yeah, I hope you guys have a good morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are. If you have any thoughts or concerns, or you just want to tell me something, like, you can look me up on Instagram, TikTok. It's good to be somewhat back, you guys.